Margaret Cho joining us on the line. How are you?
I'm great. Thank
good,
you.
Good, good. Okay, so now I teased sort of in the last segment when we were talking about broken social scene. I know my pal George Strombo on the hour made a call. You're offering up your services to the band. Have you heard anything?
Yes, I'm actually in the band. Kevin Drew, who's the leader and singer and great, great founder of the great, great Canadian band Broken Social Scene. He is a friend of mine, and he and I are working on a song together for my new album. And he came over yesterday, before yesterday, and played with my dogs for a great, great long time. So he is a wonderful guy, and I'm making a record of all comedy songs, and actually quite a lot of Canadian music is represented. We have Kevin Drew and also the Broken Social Scene playing on it, and the Clicks, Lucas Silveira's band from mm-hmm. Toronto, and Tegan and Sarah, and AC Newman. So a lot of Canadians. It's almost like having a half Canadian production.
Well, then the next logical question is, when are you moving to our country?
I know. Well, I believe that this album is probably qualified for Juno.
It. Do you need a date to the Junos? Because I go to them, so.
I know. Yeah, maybe we should go together.
Well, next year it's at the East Coast, so they talk funny there. So we're gonna have to learn how they, you know, how they speak their language. You have to talk like you're a fisherman.
Oh, weird. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, it's something to look forward to, isn't it? So then you're working on that, you're collaborating. When can we expect something then from you and the group?
My album should be done. I'm shooting to be finished by March, and it'll be out, and I'll be touring with it about October next year. So it's a little time, because I'm shooting Drop Dead Diva. So I'm trying to do the album and shoot Drop Dead Diva at the same time.
Ah, yes. Everybody was wondering if the show is returning. So that's confirmation. It's back for another season?
Yes. It's very exciting. And everybody loves the show. And everybody can't wait to see more. And so we're going to go back. I think they're in writing now. And we're going to go back and make more next year.
What do you hope happens in the next season? What do you predict? Because you don't know what's going on in season two, then, right?
I know a little bit. I know we're going to find out a lot more about Jane's character that we had no idea about before, which is cool. That's one of the things I love about the show is that you really getting to know a character. We really don't know anything about her, so she's quite a mystery, and so that's fun. And I think my character will be expanding to some degree. We shall see. But, yeah, it's exciting, and so I can't wait to see what happens.
Now, I've got to ask you about this. What is this Margaret Cho Day in San Francisco? Like, what happens? Does it involve, like, Sarah Palin lookalikes in all sort of weird positions? Like, what happens?
Oh, I don't know exactly what happens. It is only one day. It's not annual. It was just that one day. So it's not like you can go back and do it again. I mean, there's no opportunity to celebrate it the next year because it doesn't exist. So, And it's weird to have just one holiday where you don't have it annually, so you can't prepare anything. You only have it one day, and so you have that one day to do what you're going to do for that day. And I just worked, so I didn't really have fun.
Uh-oh. Well, the next one, I'm sure, will
What's
be... The next one will probably be... Well, let's have the next one in Canada. We'll do it the night of the Junos.
Yeah, we'll do it in Canada.
That's something to aim for. All right, Margaret Cho.
Like Boxing Day.
Ah! See, are you coming to Canada for Boxing Day or no?
No, but I am coming. I'll be coming at some point to record with Kevin, and so I'll be around. And also, you know, I got to record with Tegan. I definitely have to be in Canada a lot this winter, so I'll probably see you around.
Yeah. No, I think Tegan and Sarah, though, are in BC, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And then they're so it's a tough commute going back and forth. But that's the interesting thing, though, with recording music these days, is you don't even have to be in the same room or the same country as people.
No, you could be in different... I've been recording and working on this record with people from all over the world, and it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you could be making albums with people and not even be ever to each other.
If they're unattractive, and, you know, then you don't have to look at them. It's good.
Yeah, everybody's attractive.
Yes, of
everybody
course.
Everybody that I work with on this record is real, exceptionally so. So that's great.
That's right. And so everybody is beautiful, and the DVD is in stores now. So we'll be checking that out, and it's a good stocking stuffer, I imagine.
Yes, I think so.
Awesome.
It's a very good stocking stuffer.
So we'll be checking that out. Margaret Cho. Everything you want to know about Margaret is at margaretcho.com. Am I right?
Yes.
Awesome talking with you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.